following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Got a party coming up, or hell, are you just hungry? Does it really matter? Do you need an excuse to go online to CBQ Memphis and get some of that slow smoke Memphis goodness? No, you don't need an excuse. You do it because you're hungry. You do it because you love Memphis barbecue. You do it because you love this radio program, this audio program, this podcast, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Go to Central Barbecue and get yourself some of that fantastic Memphis smoke goodness. Those of you that live in Memphis, of course, know all about Central. They're the number one joint here in town. There's three locations here in the city, all over the place, and online, delivered to anywhere in the continental United States of America. Oh, my God. It is that slow smoked Memphis taste, man. You've got that taste of the South right there in your mouth. Slow smoked pork goodness from the butt of the pig makes a damn fine sandwich, if you know what I mean. And let's not forget the ribs. Yes, you can always get that. Plus the sauces, the spices, all sorts of fun stuff can be found at CBQ Memphis. Find their banner ad on our website at radio-memphis.com and get you some Central Barbecue today. Right, let's get on with the show. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland here in the springtime. Got a good show here lined up for you. Got a good couple of shows that are lined up for you, too. Oh, yes. We're going to get into all sorts of fun stuff. It's, you know, it's springtime, and part of that involves, I guess, I don't know, spring cleaning, I guess. Not that I'm really doing any of that. But in a way, yeah, you know, you got yard work and all that fun stuff. And the wife and I were at one of the big box lawn and garden and supply. It rhymes with Home Depot. So we went over there, and you know, it's a fascinating place. There's all sorts of weirdness that they have in there, and I needed to get some, because, see, we got slugs, and I fucking hate slugs. Here's my problem. At nighttime, when I go outside sometimes, maybe to, you know, have a quick smoke, or just, you know, just to see what's going on out there, and it's dark, you know, to get a sample of the nighttime air for a moment, you know, whatever. And a lot of times I'll run out there barefoot. And you'll never know the real hell that is stepping on a slug barefoot, unless you've done it, of course. And it is, you feel like you need like 9 baths. You need to get like an SOS pad to scrape that nastiness off the bottom of your foot. It's just, it's awful. And it's horrible. And you feel like you just, oh God. So the only thing that I found that works for us, and yes, I know, there's where we go, hey, bro, you need to put on some salt. That'll do it. Or somebody else like, hey, just put a little dish of beer. I've done the beer thing. Here's the problem with that. A, it's a waste of beer. And B, slugs from the entire fucking neighborhood will keep coming around after it doesn't work. It attracts more than it kills. So, no. There will not be slug beer happening at, no, not at the Cheddar residence, no, not ever. It just doesn't work. So what I do is I go get the little granule stuff, the slug bait, whatever you call that stuff. And it works beautifully. It really does. I don't even know the name of it. And it's because we got a lot of cats in the neighborhood, so it's cat friendly to that. So, you know, I wind up using like half the bag. Like I'll do this like now. And, you know, in a couple of weeks, I'll hit it again. No more slugs the rest of the season. It's delightful. It's a miracle of modern science. Yes, I know it's chemicals and all that other fun stuff. So anyway, I'm at the store with the wife. She's off in one department. I'm off in another, because that's how we shop sometimes. She doesn't like looking at some of the things that I like looking at, and vice versa. And while I'm over there getting the slug stuff, I came across something that I had never really seen before. And I know that gophers are a thing. Apparently, so are moles, voles, ground squirrels, Norway rats, skunks, pocket gophers, and woodchucks. And I know they're a pest. And, you know, how do you deal with them? What is it that you do? How do you get rid of them? And there's all sorts of traps. There's, you know. But I saw, this is the first time I've seen this. And they're like, oh, you're such a rube. Yeah, perhaps I am. A company makes this stuff called Gopher Gasser, and it's these little sticks, You light them on fire and you shove them in the gopher hole. I had to read up on this because I was fascinated by how this is, and it's like you're going all First World War on these things. I get that, but you light this thing and you stick it down in the hole, and it of course puts out this gas, and you're gassing these animals. I know they're already buried and all, that's great. And the reviews on the product, I'll get to that in a minute. But I know death is never really funny, but in this particular case, I thought it was just hysterical because we've gotten to the point here in modern society. We've practically cured cancer on many levels. We've made cars that can drive themselves across the country. We have computers that practically read your mind, the collective knowledge of all humanity is in the palm of your hand, and yet we're using a World War I technique to deal with gophers. Hey, I guess if it worked then, why not use it now? So I was looking it up, and the reviews of it were terrible, but and be that as it may, I don't have a gopher problem. So before all of you start just, well, here's how you get rid of your gophers, Ricky. You just do that's all I'm going to hear. So don't send me, I don't have a gopher problem. I'm just amused by this product that it exists, because usually I know I pull stuff from the web, but this particular case, I was out in the real world. Imagine that, as they say in the web, IRL, in real life. And so I'm looking at the gopher gasser here, and it's made out of the active ingredients are carbon, sulfur, and potassium nitrate. Uh-huh. So yeah, it's not quite mustard gas, mind you. You couldn't do that. I think there would be a problem with certain administrative governmental organizations if you created some mustard gas because you've got a rodent problem in your yard. However, whatever the case may be, but I thought it was kind of clever that they had this this product, because now you wonder if there's some sort of like a, because you know, I get it, rodents are a pain, they're a problem, they get into everything. They're, you know, we have rats here in the Cooper Young area. I've actually shot a rat in my home with a gun. Yes, it was big. I talked about it before. I'm not going to get into it now. And the idea that you've now advanced yourself into chemical warfare against these animals, because it used to be just plain, you know, brute force is how you would deal with a mole or a gopher, or even a rat for that matter. I mean, let's think about it. The rat trap is a pretty barbaric device, and it's effective. It does what it's designed to do. That big ass spring that's on there and that big metal thing that comes around and breaks the little rat's neck, and then boom, he's done. He's out of the picture. And that's a pretty interesting tool. And then you've got, like with gophers, there's poison, of course, which seems to work with rats as well. But that can be sort of, I don't know, it's cowardly to poison anything, really. It's rather cowardly. I do it all the time with bugs. I don't like bugs. I don't like rats. I don't particularly care for moles. I'm making a comment based upon the way that we do combat against these critters. And then, of course, there was the mole traps were kind of cool, because there were these spring-loaded deals that you would stick in their tunnel, and when they tripped it, a little guillotine would come down there and, you know, adios, you are now an unmole, and he's already buried. And really, with moles, all you're doing is you're just moving them over to another spot for a while until all this. But now we've advanced to extreme chemical warfare, and I know it's like, well, we've been using gassers forever, man. I know. They've been around. This is the first time I've seen them. Pardon, I'm already gassed. This is the first time I've seen them for sale to the public in a place like where I was at. So it was interesting. And there were several brands of it. So it's now apparently there's an arms race in the Gopher War. Our gas is better than their gas. See, our gas kills up to 78% of your mole problem. There's only it's whatever. It's pretty amusing. It really is. That was just I just find it funny that now we've gone into the whole, you know, before long, is there going to be a Geneva Convention now? The moles are going to be going, look, we really don't think this is a wise idea for you to be using this kind of, you know, all we do is dig and we're just making holes and we're eating your vegetables, but you know, I have to go all gas on us, really, please. If that's how a mole would sound, I don't know.
But anyway, yeah, you can get your gopher gasser, and I don't know. It'd be fun for the whole fucking family, from what I gathered. It truly is one of the most barbaric things. But it's spring, and I've got yard work to do. I've got some maintenance to do around the house because the weather's nice, and it's stunning. It's beautiful. And I use this. A lot of people use this time. I'm one of them as well. That I use it to kind of take stock in where I'm at. Where things are going. Do I have to do any other spring cleaning? Do I need to, you know, dust away the cobwebs from I don't know, my professional life, perhaps some of the things that I see in public, my social media. Although I don't typically, I don't really delete people unless you spam me. Look, I'm not going to buy a pair of Oakley fucking sunglasses from you because you posted it on my page. And you people with that religion that you're in, that, what's it, Plexus? Oh, God, stop it. Jesus, it's everywhere. But I was, you know, because some days, like I said earlier, I'll go through social media and I'll see what's out there and see if there's anything I can comment on. And it never fails to disappoint. You know, of course, we lost Prince, the musician. And a lot of people are talking about it, and that's all well and good. But it's funny how people are, I don't know, I guess because it's springtime, people are starting to, I don't know, they say different things on, first of all, there's a competition apparently online about who's more crazy. I'm not into that. That's not quite my thing. There's also the, who did I see? I don't know. My page has since refreshed since I started this. Oh God, clickbait. Oh, make it stop. That's another one. And the clickbait has now made its way onto Twitter. Look, I get it. You got to make money. You're selling those promoted posts. Fantastic. But I don't want to see the 40 pictures I have to see of how to make a fucking cheeseburger or how I am not eating a banana correctly. Jesus. But what I saw a post a while ago. I don't really want to, I don't really know the guy's name, nor am I going to out him, but apparently he's not doing well physically. So he does the natural thing. My body is shutting down. I think I'm going to die. So instead of calling 911 or finding a way to the hospital, I think I'm going to go to Facebook and I'm going to tell everybody. And of course, all these people are going, oh, we're praying for you. We're going to make it all better. Oh, God is going to help you. Wow, nice legs. They look like hot dogs out on the lake. Great. Nice going there. If you're sick, if there's something true, look, we've all been sick. I've been sick. You've been sick. We've all been sick. I'm sick of it now. But there comes a point where you just, if I'm at home and I've got, I don't know, the norovirus, that's a fun one to have. Or food poisoning. There's another one. It's like the norovirus, but it's coming out of both ends at the same time. That one's fun. Shrimp food poisoning. That is something you can go the rest of your life without ever having and know exactly what I'm talking about. And I've had it, and it's not fun. But I can tell you what, while my ass was in a clawfoot toilet, clawfoot toilet would be kind of cool, though. That's a great name for a band. Ladies and gentlemen, clawfoot toilet. Clawfoot tub my ass is in. And my face is in the toilet because, you know, I've just gone completely into blowout mode. I'm not sitting there in this position going, honey, could you go get my phone? I need to put this on Facebook so people can say, prayers lifted, bro. Jesus don't give a shit about your social media. I can tell you that right now. And, you know, I just don't, you know, dude, I'm puking, I'm pooping, I've got stuff coming out of every orifice I have, and I'm not going to pick up the phone and talk about it. And I think that's what people do. Social media has become this thing where we're not social anymore. It's nothing social. It's me, 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 me. And nothing hammers that point home more than those that have to take to social media to whine and complain. I look at it this way. before I put something on social media, I run it through a series of filters because it takes a moment to compose your post in your head. Hey, I got an idea. I found this funny thing. I took a picture of it. This is great. This is fantastic. And I'm going to put it up there, and I'm going to write this, and we're going to post it. But I wanted to, is anybody going to be entertained by this? There's a thought. B, is it amusing? That's a second big thought right there, because most of you people think you're all fucking rock stars because, I can write something funny. It's almost as bad as the guy that comes up to you and goes, hey, did you see the thing on Facebook about the guy with the Mickey Mouse hat? Or as Kate will tell you, the woman that came into the restaurant one day and said, have you seen the video of the cat? It's insane. Social media has driven us to the point where we're all entertainers. And all the professionals, those of us that have actually been in this business a long time of being entertainers, are sort of on the bench. We're sitting here watching this unfold in strange and magical ways. And we watch these people, and their go-to line is, I had to pee. Go pee before you watch this video. It's that funny. No, it's not. Or I love this line. I don't care who you are. This is funny. That means you're going to tell a political joke or a racist joke. Everybody has their ways of, you know, pushing their stuff out there. But it's the ones, the vague bookers, that's kind of gone away, though. That's not so much. It's the whole FML, I'm home alone, FML. FML means fuck my life. All right. So is this a cry for help? Is that what this is? It's like the dude sitting there talking about how he's not feeling good. And so he's too, my body is shutting down. And they're like, get your ass to the hospital. And he's like, I'm too weak to drive. Call 911. I don't want to waste anybody's time. So I'll go to social media and I'll waste everybody's time there. That makes perfect sense. You stupid son of a bitch, you're only doing this for attention. If I felt really legitimately bad where I needed some type of medical attention, God help you people, I am not going to get on social media and talk about that. Maybe after the fact, I'll tell you about the experience I had, assuming I were to survive it. But we sit there and we complain. And they whine and they moan about it. And all the memes, the people memes that are trying to, let's make this go viral because we have to. Oh, look, here's something I haven't seen. 34 face tattoos that these people might regret just a little. Oh, click here to look at all of them. No, that's not happening. But everybody want, which Elvis Presley song are you? No, that's not happening either. I don't know. It's easily distracted. But see, that's just it. They try. Facebook does this, and they do this intentionally. They want to keep you on. They don't want you logging out of it. They want to keep you on there as much as possible. So, you know, obviously, every time you refresh it, you're going to go to this new story, you go to it, and you're going to check it out. But see, here's one of the things that really annoy me about it, too, is they always default to their top stories. I don't want their top stories. I'll see stuff that's like 3 days. Oh, that's something else. Three-day-old post is about as bad as a two-year-old news story that you're sharing as legitimate information. I love that. That's hey man, Don Knotts died. Yeah, back in 2012 or whenever it was, he's been dead for a while.
Oh bro, we can't have a black woman on the $20 bill. That's just gonna be so wrong. And I'll never use a 20 as long as I live if there's a black woman on the cover of it.
And then somebody else shared a post. How many of you think that only presidents should be on money? There's a couple of them that are on the money now that weren't president. Think about that for a minute. Be God, people, just be educated. Help your shit.
Yes.
So, any rate. So, you know, you got to see, you got to make sure what you're doing that in social media is you know, up to speed. Make sure it's entertaining. Instagram is killing it, man. They're killing it in the business because it's based in photography and short video clips, because people are actually seeing these things. Hey, look at what I've seen today. I saw this. I thought it was cool. Check out what this dog can do. Check out what my neighbor built in his backyard. You know, check out my new car. You know, people are interested in that sort of thing. And I know you can do that in Facebook, but in Facebook, it's turned into this kind of a running gag. And the people that are there are just, I think they're getting dumber and dumber.
Hey, bro, I have a Facebook page myself, man.
Yeah, you do. I do too. And I think we're all getting dumber by spending time. I'm looking on it now, and it's just,
they should put Prince on the $20 bill and call it 1999. It's the bill formerly known as a 20. Best internet comment ever. No, it's not. So
unplug it. Get away from it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to log out of it right now, because I'm sick of looking at this stuff. And it goes back to the spring cleaning. Perhaps I need to go back through the people I see. I don't unfriend people unless they've done something really stupid, you know, like spam me. I don't, or, you know, like if there's a friend request from some, you know, some of these cam girls in Eastern Russia, they're just looking for a husband is all that is. Oh, I love your show. I love you. Be my friend. I made the mistake of inadvertently friending them. I meant to delete it, and I had forgotten all about it until I got these personal messages from somebody going, hey, how you doing? I love you. You don't know me. Shut up. And the other thing, and here's the thing too about those, because you see that they have mutual friends, and you go, oh damn, I know those guys, y'all, I know what it is. And it's the cam girl thing, you know. It's like, oh, Facebook won't let me post those pictures here, but if you want to see them, you can click on me. Shut up, go away, unfriend. That's when you get unfriended, or if you spam me with sunglass ads. Hey man, I couldn't help it, I got hacked. Watch your shit. Change your password every once in a while. Don't be that guy. God, it's simple. It's easy to not get hacked. A, be careful where you use your social media. B, have a password aside from password and monkey and 123456 7.
What's the password to my luggage?
Don't do anything ridiculous like leave your Facebook open on someone's laptop. Don't, when you go to the clickbait pages, because I know y'all like using that stuff, where it says you can log in by clicking here through Facebook, don't do that either, because they're just collecting your shit when you do that. All that clickbait does is designed to get information out of you. They're going to tease you, go, hey, you can play a game about Gilligan's Island. And when you go and you click on the thing, and you, they got you. And now they're shoving ads in your face. It's all in your feed, and your life becomes a complete mess as a result of it. And then you wonder why you get hacked. And then it's like, you can buy NFL jerseys from your favorite team for 89% off. Shut up. Hey, you should give Plexus a try. It'll help you lose weight. What are you saying? I'm fat? If you don't share this post, Jesus won't let you into heaven. Those you can't stop. Those are just religious nutheads, and they're just going to do what they're going to do. But so that's how you not. Yeah, I mean, that's how you get unfriended from me. Now, a lot of times I'll do is I'll maintain you as a friend, right? But I'll never see your post because I've blocked you. My block list must be huge, because there are people I have blocked because they are just, they're spreading misinformation. And I'll point that out in a kind and gentle way if I'm in the mood. And I'll say, look, man, that's a 9-year-old story. That's inaccurate. Blah. Here's the fact. Hey, fuck you, man. Block. I'm not going to see your shit anymore. I've done it on Twitter several times. I make tacky jokes on Twitter every once in a while, and I'll say some things that I probably shouldn't say, but I'll say them, and I do them, and it'll be like, oh, man, you're just being too harsh, bro.
And then they call you out for being an asshole. Or you sound like you got a little dick. Block. You're out of my life, man. I don't have to see it. That's the beautiful thing about the... Of course, it's like being a goalie in a soccer game because you're constantly kicking balls out of the basket. It's just... It's constant. So, you know, you do it. You put up with it. It does. It makes for interesting fodder from the things that I've seen online. And you just have to, you know, put up with it. You know, it's to the point now with me that I'm not even on Facebook that often anymore. I'll check it a couple of times just to make sure I'm not missing. Because some people are bound and determined to use that. I tell them all the time, don't try and contact me through Facebook. I mean, you can, but the chances of me getting back to you in any reasonable time is probably going to be pretty slim. Don't send an email to rickcheddar@facebook.com. If I ever got an email from somebody asking me for a job that used @facebook.com, delete. You'll never hear from me. Go away. If you're not going to be an adult and get like a real email, and they're free, it doesn't cost anything to get a Gmail account, for God's sake. I can't use Gmail. It's too complicated. I want my AOL back. No. Grow up. Get with it. So yes, the best way to get in touch with me is via email. For example, if you'd like to write this program and complain about any of the things that I've said here, which some of you will, radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. That's the place to do it. radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. It is a sure lock and guarantee that I will read it. And if it's really astounding, I'll read it here. That may be a bit that I may have to take some of the more ridiculous emails I get and save them for just a small segment of this program so you can get an idea of what it's like when people, you know, when they email in. I don't know, man. I just work here. That's the way it goes. All right, kids, coming up here in just a moment, we have some music for you from our friends at Low Society. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you a great story about them here in just a moment. But, we haven't heard this in a while. Check this out.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode of Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
With Butch Mudbone, Cash McCall has joined us.
Is this your signature? I said, it looks like it, but I can't see it. And he said, look, you answer my question. I said, hey, man, I can't see. Is this your signature? He said, you don't answer me, I'm going to call the police. And when he says that, his hand is waving. He's got his hand over there half hit from him, but he's waving it. So we get to this gas station on the outside of Nashville. And then I got to go in there and use the restroom. But he went in there and make a call back to this guy. So guess what? My court date comes. I'm not even called for it.
Why?
Then they sent me these forged contracts with my signature.
Oh, yeah. You know. Got three different lawyers holding hands.
Yeah.
So, there it is. That's what I've been through.
That's what happens when you don't get paid.
Amen.
That's how that happens.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Yeah, how about that? The teaser's back, yes. And it's advertising a great show. In fact, it's going to be a two-parter. Butch Mudbone and Cash McCall, they were recently in the studio at Radio Memphis. We did an episode of Booze and Blues with these guys. And the stories that these guys have are absolutely astounding. The talent that was in that room that night was just beautiful. And there was a fan. I'm not talking about a person. I'm talking about one of those things with a motor on it. It turns blades and it moves air around. It was making a lot of noise in there at the time, which is unfortunate. But there was nothing I could do to stop it. And at any rate, long story short, good stuff. It's going to be a great show. It's a two-parter, like I mentioned. So it'll be fun with Butch Mudbone and Cash McCall coming up next time right here on the old program from Radioland. In the meantime, we've got some music coming up, but before then, if you've got some nice gifts that you're looking to buy for somebody, maybe a nice shirt, you can buy a glass dildo. No joke. They've also got some great woodwick candles. They got some classy stuff in there, too. Incense, beads. It's an alternative smoke shop. Yep, I'm talking about Wizards. They've been around in Memphis a long, long time. You can find them in Midtown at 1999 Madison Avenue. They're open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Chances are they're open right now. Or I know it is. It's open 24 hours a day, and that's their website, wizardsmemphis.com. You can find their banner ad at radio-memphis.com. Click on it, and you can buy something from anywhere in their shop. They'll ship it to you anywhere. That's the way it works right there at Wizards. They've got the groovy lava lamps, bro.
Hell yeah. Everybody needs one. Got one in the studio. I get caught staring at it all the time because the slow-moving colors really set me at ease. Wizards! Guys is still smoking. I was fortunate enough a few years back to be in the presence of this song being recorded. It's happened at American Studios, one of the famous recording studios here in town. It's actually purpose-built for recording. A lot of big names have been in there. It's a beautiful room, and I've gotten to know these people that you're about to listen to. They've become very close and very dear friends. And this is off of a record called You Can't Keep a Good Woman Down. I'm talking about the band Low Society. Sturgis Nikitas, his lovely bride, Mandy Nikitas, who's singing. Sturgis playing all the guitars. Great stuff. It's a fantastic record. I highly recommend you go get it. It's called You Can't Keep a Good Woman Down. Find it wherever it's sold and own this thing. And here's a cut I'm going to play off of it. I was there in the control room when Mandy laid down the vocals to this song. And it is Sturgis wrote it. Mandy sings it, and it's a beautiful song about the recession. It's a beautiful song about going broke and losing everything you got. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Low Society. No Money Down, right here from Radioland. Mercy. Yeah, Low Society, No Money Down, right here from Radioland. Go get that record. Go find them on social media, Low Society. Great band. Lots of fun. Sturgis is probably hands down one of the best slide guitarists I've certainly have ever heard, and I get jealous every time I watch him play. I think, you know, upon his passing, we should have his hands cut off and put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or at least in the Blues Hall of Fame here in Memphis. That'd be big. All right, kids, you heard what's coming up next week. Yes, Cash McCall and Mr. Butch Mudbone. Be a lot of fun. Cash McCall, man, that's Chess Records royalty right there, and his story is incredible. So that is coming up. In the meantime, as I mentioned before, if you'd like to write the program, you may do so. Radioland@PirateRadioStudios.com. Almost forgot. I got to mention this. This program from Radioland has been picked up by the Google Play people at their store. Some time ago, I got an email from them that said, "Hey, would you do me a favor and submit your podcast for our store? Because in a little while, we're going to be up and running." And I did it, and this was it was like around the end of last year, I suppose, is when I did all this. And I waited and waited, and never heard anything back. And finally, I got an email the other day that said, "Hey, your show's ready for download at the Google Play Store, and yes, it is free. All of this is for free, people." I do this out of the kindness of my heart and the fact that I'm running commercials in it. Yes, and you can get it at the Google Play Store. Look for this show there if you've got an Android device. Yeah, that makes things a little easier now, doesn't it? Also, Stitcher, Player.fm. There's a ton of places. Oh, God, you can find us anywhere you look. iTunes, of course, and at the website of radio-movies.com. Blah, 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 blah. I'm done. I'm out of here. Y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. See you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.